Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings.
Today, I welcome Ben Volman back to Bagels and Blessings. I know you're really going to enjoy it, so stay with me and I'll be right back. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings.
Also, something really important for you to put on your calendar. This would be the March of Remembrance, which is an annual walk to remember those who were lost in the Holocaust, to educate the generations that are unaware of what happened in the Holocaust. And we are raising our voices against modern-day anti-Semitism, so it's a very important event. It's going to be on May 5th at Shema Yisrael, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. We're having a service at 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then the march would be following after. If you have any information needed, if you want to contact someone about it, you would want to contact Ava at rocmor2017@gmail.com or at 585-340-7360. So that is the March of Remembrance on May 5th at Shema Yisrael, and I'll be mentioning it more in the weeks to come. Thank you. In my early days of being a believer in Yeshua, I quickly learned about spiritual warfare and how important it is to claim the blood of Yeshua over your loved ones, over your house, and to rebuke the enemy in the name of Yeshua. This next song is a fabulous song that deals with spiritual warfare. This is by John Waller, Our God Reigns Here.
Death, you have no place here. Yeshua's name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here. Name. Envy and jealousy, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here.
Shalom, this is John Waller, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, that was certainly a very powerful song, and I hope that you will pray that prayer often Every time my husband drives down the road, I look out the window and I say, Lord, protect him, surround him with your angels, and I just claim the blood of Yeshua over him, because there's power in the blood. Amen? Yeah. Last week, I focused on Purim and played a lot of songs about Esther and about the quote, for such a time as this. And it seems like I always miss one. And so I want to share this beautiful song from Marty Goetz. So even though by the time this airs, Purim will be over, it's still a beautiful song, for such a time as this. Esther's song from Marty Goetz.
For such a time as this, for such a time as this, are you our help? Are you our hope at such a time as this? Is there before you now a chance you dare not miss? Could it be you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? You and I know you're the one to go before the King. Knowing what will be.
If I should go, please tell my people I've one plea. Pray for me. For such a time as this, for such a time this. Is there a help? Is there a hope at such a time as this? Is there before me now a chance I dare not miss? Could it be such a time as this?
Will you find mercy there?
Or will I perish? Who can say?
Still at this time, we cannot keep silent. We will stand. We will.
Such a time as this.
Who am I? How could it be?
For such a time as this.
That you would choose someone like me.
There is a help. There is a hope.
And so
at such a time as this.
I know I must be strong.
There is before us now.
And
the
sadness.
Nothing matters.
Would it be? We have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. There is before us now a chance we dare not miss. Could it be? We have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. We have come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. What a beautiful father-daughter duet with Marty and his daughter Misha. Stay tuned for my interview with Ben Volman. But you know, I love father-daughter duets. It reminds me of another one from a long time ago. Here is Jonathan Sattell with his daughter Aviva. As you can hear, she starts off singing and then he answers her in his calm, soothing, fatherly voice. I just love this.
Don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Just go to him. Abba, I need you today. Just breathe on me, Abba. Breathe on me. Love and life that makes me free. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fan the flame within me. Teach my heart, heal my soul. Speak the mind in Messiah we know. Take me to your sanctuary. Breathe. to me, voice of God, soft and still inside my heart. Speak to me, word of God, comfort, heal, restore with love. Teach my heart and heal my soul. Speak the mind in Messiah we know. Take me to your sanctuary. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God, love and life that makes me free. Breathe on me, breath of God, fan the flame within me. Teach my heart, heal my soul, speak the mind in Messiah.
This is Jonathan Sattell, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Recently, I interviewed Sharon Sattell, the widow of Jonathan, and it was such a wonderful interview, and I learned more about Jonathan and their marriage. I know you're going to love it. Really missed that man. Loved his music.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the release of the hostages. This is another oldie but goodie from Paul Wilbur, Shalom Jerusalem.
Shalom, Shalom Jerusalem. Peace be to you. When Messiah comes to take us home, may his praise be found in you. Pray for peace, Jerusalem, city of our God. Their salvation was poured out for you. The atoning of the Lord. once your streets were filled with joy. Branches raised up high, shouting, "Blessed be the Holy One, Yeshua Tadonai." Shalom, shalom, Jerusalem. Peace be to you. When Messiah comes to take us home, may his praise be found in you. Israel, beloved, Ephraim, my son. How my heart would thrill to hear you say, Messiah has come. Oh, my brothers, hear these words. May they pierce your soul. Turn again to worship Adonai.
Psalm 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. Other translations say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. And the most familiar version is from the New King James. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And now here's my interview with Ben Volman. Enjoy. Ben Volman, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Ethel, and good to be back with you.
Right. And, you know, you and I were talking off air. I don't remember when the last time you were on was either. I mean, it had to be more than 15 years ago, I would think.
Could easily be that, yes.
We were all so young and innocent then.
Yes.
Well.
Some of us.
Yeah. For the benefit of those that never heard that interview, and to refresh my memory, why don't you tell us a little bit about your early years? Did you grow up in a typical Jewish home?
I did not grow up in necessarily what you'd consider a typical Jewish home, because my parents were immigrants from Israel. They came to Canada in the early 1950s, and I was born part of the boomer generation. I grew up with Hebrew as the first language in our home, and I grew up in the west end of the city of Toronto, which was not a very Jewish area, and my parents were very Israeli. They were not very religious, although they kept all the holidays. My father was a Holocaust survivor who had survived a camp and death march, and then after he moved to Israel, he was, he wooed my mother, and they got married just before the War of Independence. He fought in that war, and then my two older brothers were born in Israel, came to Canada. I was born here. So it was a kind of a very different kind of Jewish family from the average Jewish family here. I was in a thriving Jewish family, though, and we were all very Zionist, and I was a bookworm. I did some of the things that Jewish kids do. I learned the violin, and I played in school orchestras and that sort of thing. But I planned to be a writer. I went to the University of Toronto. I was studying philosophy and English. And I bought a Bible. My brother had come home, and a Bible fell out of his backpack. And I decided that I'd buy a Bible just to make sure that he didn't outdo me the next time we had an argument, which was practically every 30 minutes. And anyway, that's how I started reading the Bible. And then in early March of 1976, Art Katz, the brilliant late evangelist, came to the University of Toronto. And I happened to see a sign advertising, but he was, he was speaking on the other side of the campus, and I was kind of intrigued after having read the Bible about God, and so I went to hear him, and afterwards I went to question him, and he ended up pulling me aside, and asked, he confronted me. He said, "You're ready, aren't you?" And I realized I was ready to do something in terms of God, and I made a confession of faith. I was 20 years old, and that's 48 years ago.
Wow,
it's hard to believe. You know, the years go by. I was planning to do a career in religious journalism, and I was praying, and I felt, I didn't know very much about religion, so I thought I'd get a bit of education, and I ended up being directed to go to, I already had a BA, so I ended up going to seminary. In those days, they only offered one type of degree, and it was the degree I ended up getting. During that time, I went to study with a guy called Dr. John Fisher in Chicago, and then I worked for Jewish missions. I did congregational planting. I traveled all across Canada doing Passover demonstrations in hundreds of churches. Then I was kind of worn out in ministry, and I had another career, a very successful career as a nonprofit fundraiser. And during that time, I got into religious journalism. I won some journalism awards, Christian journalism awards here in Canada. And then I became the managing editor of the Messianic Times after that. And after I had done that for 5 years, I went back into congregational planting, and I planted a wonderful congregation and led it for about 14 years. We had a wonderful time. I retired 2 years ago. I've been blessed to travel the world, traveled to Thailand, Philippines, Europe, teaching about Messianic Judaism. So I've had a blessed career, and because I'm retired and entered my second childhood, I went back to school. So I'm back to school.
I'm going to stop you just there. I want to hear more, because I know we have a book to talk about, but I need to go back a little bit, because I want to know, how did the rest of your family feel about your coming to faith in Yeshua?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because I had a few different conversations with my family over the years about that, because, you know, my situation obviously became very different. At first, it was my mother. She just said, you know, you've changed. And she just said to me at one point, you know, you've changed. Something's different about you. And I said to her, you know, well, I believe Messiah has come. And she said to me, well, the way you've changed, Messiah must have come. And then and then they noticed that I'd become religious, because I would go to services on Shabbat. Of course, they were messianic services, but anyway, they said that was, you know, I was doing whatever I wanted. My parents were very old world people. They'd been born in Europe. They matured in Israel. They'd gone through Australia, and North American culture was not something they fully understood. They were not highly educated people. You know, they were very competent. My mother had been a nurse's assistant. My father was a very accomplished metal worker. So they were, you know, they were very old world people. They didn't fully understand, you know, a lot about my life. I mean, I went to university, and they didn't really understand why I would study philosophy or anything. And they didn't quite get it, but they saw that I was a successful student. And I, you know, I had two older brothers and a younger sister who were pursuing their own very different lives. And so they saw that I'd become kind of religious. And then when I decided to go to seminary, I approached them. I said to them, look, if you object to me going, I won't do it. You know, I won't go to this school. It's a school where people train for ministry. And, you know, my parents had a conversation together, and then they just came back to me and they said, well, you know, we are thinking about the fact that, you know, would we actually have a son who could be a leader in a, you know, for a religious community? And, well, if you can do it, then that's fine. So
wow.
They didn't have any objections. And then my mother passed away, sadly. Zichrona, she passed away just before I finished seminary. But my father came to my graduation. He was very proud to see me. You know, I graduated. It was a very distinguished school. I graduated from the Presbyterian Seminary at the University of Toronto. And, that was quite something. And then he saw me struggle and work through all the issues of school, and studies, which obviously were heavy duty. But then, I had quite a significant career, and he never came to faith, but he would sometimes come to services where I was speaking. He was, you know, he was very God conscious gentleman. I have a brother who lives in Israel. Is Orthodox. He and I get along very well. We've gone different directions, but we're very respectful of each other. And I have another brother. My late sister passed away, sadly. It's now almost 25 years ago, and my oldest brother is not religious at all. And you know, this doesn't quite get it, but you know, So my family has taken things in, has generally speaking, taken things in stride. Some of my family were, they don't understand. They don't understand, but that's secondary.
Of course. And one more question before we get to some of your writing accomplishments. Your mother had mentioned some changes in you, and that was my next question. What would you say are some of the biggest changes that occurred in your life after committing to Yeshua?
That's a very good question, Ethel.
Well, thank you.
The first one was, I think I stopped being devious.
Well, that's good.
You spend a lot of time getting your own way in life as an individual. And what happens if you start thinking, God won't be pleased if I do that. Or you start looking at your life and saying, there's some things here that I'm not doing right. At one point, I spent some time in the Canadian Reserve when I was a young man before I became a believer, and I took up smoking. And one day, I was sitting on my back porch, and I was smoking a cigarette, and I looked at it, and I just said, you know what? God is not pleased with me doing this. And I threw it away. I threw away my cigarettes, and I haven't smoked since. So things happen. You change.
Praise the Lord. Wow. All right, Ben. Well, I would like to know, and I'm sure our leaders would like to know, about some of your writing accomplishments. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have been very blessed in a number of different ways. I became interested in writing after I burned out in ministry. I was overdoing it for many years, and it really was having a negative effect on my family life, and ministry was just too much. And I grew up in a home where my father was something of a workaholic, and that set a pretty negative model for me, and I have to resist that somewhat. But anyway, I realized at one point, and it was brought to my attention, I was just overextended in ministry, and there were issues. There were personal issues in my life that were unresolved, and a lot of those were issues related to my being the child of a Holocaust survivor. And I didn't realize that when I was doing ministry, there were issues in my life that were not resolved. And so I left ministry. It wasn't like there was some terrible crisis. I realized I had to do it. My wife and I spoke about it. I was advised to do it. I was actually in a specialized graduate program, and the people in the program were running it saying, they did some psychological tests on us, and they said, you are being pushed to the max. The people you are working for don't care about that. They're pushing you to the max. I mean, Ethel, I was planting a congregation. I was doing 60 meetings a year. I was leading, I was one of the leading Messianic Jewish leaders in Canada. And, I was just way overextended in time and effort. And every weekend I was doing, virtually every weekend I was doing two meetings in churches on Sunday after I preached and led my service on Shabbat. So I was vastly overextended. And I realized what was you know, I realized what was going on at a certain point, and the other people in the program very graciously said, look, you know, you have personal issues to work on. Why don't you, you know, step out of ministry and do that? Of course, you know, that was itself a difficult step, but I did it. And I started another career. I started a career, and the Lord allowed that to happen and blessed me. And I started a sideline of doing journalism, and I started writing for some of the leading Christian publications in Canada. One was called Christian Week. A lot of these publications are now digital, not all of them. Faith Today magazine, which is the leading evangelical publication in Canada, they still publish in paper. But I eventually became a senior writer for them. And so I published a lot of articles. And then one of my articles in particular won a couple of national awards. That was on a gentleman called David Onley, who was just passed away last year, a wonderful gentleman who is what's called the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario. The Lieutenant Governor is the representative of the Queen in Ontario. It's quite a distinguished position. He runs around the province representing the Queen at many events, and he's officially the presence of the Queen in Ontario, which is, you know, a major central province of Canada. So anyway, I did an article on him. At one point, my oldest brother was introduced to him at another event. And my brother introduced himself and said, oh yeah, you know, you were very kind to my brother. It was the way he put it. And Onley stopped and said, oh, you're the brother of Ben Ballman. And he said, you know, that's probably the best article that was ever written on me.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I do.
It's very hard to impress.
That is amazing. We're almost out of time, but I do want to know about your book and the title of it and where people can buy it.
Sure. The book is called More Than Miracles. It's the story of Lane Zeidman Markovich and the story of the Scott Mission. The Scott Mission started in the early 1900s as a Jewish mission in Toronto. And under an amazing gentleman called Morris Zeidman, it became an extremely important ministry to the poor of the city, the inner city poor. And I wrote the story of it because I was aware of its full history, and I what happened was I felt moved. I was planning to write some book, and the Lord brought Elaine's story to mind, and I worked with Elaine, and then she passed away, and the family asked me to write the full story of the mission, and it is a wonderful story. And you know, Ethel, when you write Christian books, especially, you know, it's sometimes you're writing things, especially a history book, you're writing something nobody really knows or necessarily cares about. But this book, More Than Miracles, has reached thousands of people. And I'm always meeting people who have read it and really enjoyed reading this book, because it's such an amazing inspirational story of a family that created a wonderful, wonderful ministry in the heart of Toronto. It's a joy to read. I just was in touch with Miriam Chernoff, Joel Chernoff's wife. She just finished reading the book. She wrote to say to me how much it blessed her, and she said, I can really see it was a labor of love. And so I'm really blessed because so many people have enjoyed this this amazing story. So I recommend that to readers who want to read something inspirational.
So one more time, the name and where they can buy it.
More Than Miracles, Elaine Zeidman Markovich and the Story of the Scott Mission. But look for my name, Ben Bowman, More Than Miracles. And you can buy it anywhere online, from Amazon to Barnes & Noble. It is literally out there. You can read a huge sample of it online. You can buy it as an it's out there as an ebook as well. It's it will bless you. And I've always been blessed to see how people have responded to it. On Amazon, it's got 5 stars. So there you go.
Well, great. Well, we have definitely run out of time. I want to thank you so much for being my guest. May the Lord bless your family, your ministry. May He provide all of your needs, and may He give you good health, and may you live a long life and come back on Bagels and Blessings again sometime soon. So thanks you
so much, Ethel. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, well, great. I'll just say shalom for now, and we'll do it again soon.
Bye.
Shalom. That was my interview with Ben Volman, and we have time for some more music. And this next song is called King of Glory.
Open up, you ancient doors.
Yes, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Glory. And that is why I am on the air, to give honor and glory to Yeshua. God sent him to redeem us, to save us, to sanctify us, to make us kadosh, to make us holy. Well, it's that time again. We've come to the end of our hour together. I want to thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I pray that you have a wonderful week until we come together again next time. So right now, here is the wonderful voice of Philip Stanley Klein as he shares the Aaronic Benediction. Be blessed.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yager Adonai panavalecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.